यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजामि अहम्. This shloka from Bhagavad Gita says that whenever there is a rise in unrighteousness, God will reincarnate to restore balance. Although this shloka is meant for God, it captures my feelings of what I would plead to Gandhiji if I were to meet him today. In the 21st century, there are still countless shortcomings, from corruption to violence, from intolerance to greed, from treachery to conceit. What the world needs today is a Gandhi, or actually, we can use a few Gandhis, to be a beacon, to be a guide, to be a Mahatma. Every time I turn on the TV, read a magazine or a newspaper, the first things that jump out at me are guns, wars, fights, violence. I am only 14, and in the last 14 years, the world has seen 9/11, Iraq war, Rwanda genocide, Libya, Egypt, and now Syria, and the list goes on. Even in school, I've experienced countless fights. I've seen students try to solve their problems with violence. What they do not realize is that they're not only reinforcing the issue, but weakening themselves. I need my future to be peaceful. I want to grow old. I want a Gandhi. About a year ago, a movie disrespecting Islam had surfaced, resulting in violence and protests all over the world. I just don't get this. Why would someone make such a film, and why would someone react so strongly? There's a constant unrest somewhere in the world of the name of religion. I have friends of different religions, different colors, and different nationalities. But despite our differences, we are able to connect. But that tolerance seems to get lost in adults. If I could show this to Gandhiji, he wouldn't be able to understand this useless disrespect, and neither can I. After all, wasn't Gandhiji's favorite bhajan, Ishwar Allah Terunam, meaning there's one God? Everything is not gloomy, though. Last year, the world experienced a series of political movements for bringing democracy to the Arab world and Africa. Most of these protests were largely peaceful. The weapons of mass protest made so popular by Gandhiji were successful. So if I were to meet Gandhiji today, I would thank him for his life and sacrifice. I would tell him that his life was not in vain, but the work is not yet done. Thank you.